Imagine stepping into 2025 as an Instagram influencer, and you're feeling that pressure, you know, standing out, growing your audience, boosting engagement. It feels tougher than ever. But what if I told you that some of the most powerful resources to really elevate your game, get those critical insights, and actually transform your presence? Well, what if they didn't cost a single penny? Today, we're doing a deep dive into the absolute best free Instagram tools out there specifically for influencers. And this isn't just like a random list. Think of it as your strategic shortcut to being truly well-informed about the essential tech that can give you a genuine edge. Our mission today is really to equip you, whether you're just starting out or maybe you're already established and looking to scale, with the knowledge to navigate this whole landscape. We'll show you how to streamline your workflow, understand your audience way better, and amplify your influence, all while keeping that budget strictly at zero, basically building your ultimate no-cost digital toolkit.
And that's the really exciting part, isn't it? What's fascinating here is how these free tools genuinely level the playing field. They offer features that honestly used to be locked behind pretty expensive premium subscriptions. It brings sophisticated strategies to everyone. Influencers rely so much on consistency, creativity, and crucially data-driven decisions. And these tools, they're absolutely vital for getting measurable growth. We're talking aiming for, say, 20-30% more reach in a month, maybe, and doing it without the burnout that often comes from doing everything manually.
Right, that burnout is real.
It really is. It's about working smarter, not just constantly grinding harder.
Okay, so if we're building this toolkit, where do we even start? I guess before you can create content that really connects, you need to understand who you're talking to, right? And what's actually working for them. So, expert, what's maybe the biggest misconception influencers have about their followers? And how can these free analytics tools help them really dig into that who and what?
That's a great question. A lot of influencers think they know their audience, but honestly, they're often guessing or relying on intuition. The biggest misconception is probably just running on that gut feeling alone. These analytics tools, they give you concrete, unbiased insights. Engagement, follower growth, post performance. That data is basically the compass you need to refine your content strategy. It helps make sure your effort actually leads to results you can see, moving beyond just guessing.
Okay, let's dive into the first one then, the foundational tool, Instagram Insights. This is built right into the app, yeah.
Exactly, right there.
Perfect for anyone with a business or creator account. It tracks your reach, that's the unique number of people seeing your stuff and impressions, which is total views.
Right, how many times it was seen, even by the same person.
And it shows interactions too, all in real time.
And this is your first real goldmine, seriously.
Mm.
Our sources mentioned a travel influencer, for instance. They saw their stories from really unique destinations. It spiked their profile visits by like 40%.
Huge. It was 40%?
Yeah. And the insight wasn't just that it worked, but why? It was that raw, kind of unedited, in-the-moment feel of the stories. It created a deeper connection than their really polished grid posts. And it's free. It's always on your phone. Literally in your pocket.
Okay, but it does have limitations, right? Like, it's only your data. You can't really see what competitors are doing directly in there.
True. No direct competitor analysis.
But the key takeaway seems to be, check it weekly. Spot those trends, like maybe the best times to post for your specific audience, and then, you know, adjust, keep iterating.
Exactly. It's about that constant refinement.
Yeah.
Then we have later analytics, specifically their free plan. This tool is really good at visualizing data. It gives you the basic analytics, post performance, audience demographics, but its strength is turning that raw data into really clear, easy to understand charts.
Ah, okay. So a beauty influencer could use this to visually compare, say, how carousel posts are doing versus single image posts and see right away which format drives more saves or shares.
Precisely, at a glance. And it integrates with later scheduling features too, which is a massive efficiency boost if you're serious about planning your visual feed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The free version does have post limits, that's true, but it's perfect for systematically testing different content types when you're starting out or trying something new. You probably only need to think about upgrading if you really scale up and need more data history or features.
Got it. And what about influencers juggling more than just Instagram? Maybe they're on TikTok, Pinterest. There's Hootsuite free plan for that, right? This tier gives you analytics across a few different platforms, including Instagram, reports on engagement, growth.
You know, what's powerful here is the ability to create these custom dashboards. So imagine a fashion influencer, maybe they just ran a giveaway collaboration. Hootsuite lets them track the direct impact of that collab on their follower count, their engagement. It helps them figure out the ROI, the return on investment. Like, what do they actually get from that effort?
Okay, so it helps quantify the results of specific campaigns.
Exactly. It makes managing multiple accounts and checking campaign success much, much easier.
And here's a key insight we found for 2025. Don't just track your own growth in a vacuum. Benchmark it against industry averages. We saw examples where influencers got like a 15% edge just by finding a competitor's peak posting hour and adapting their own schedule.
Ooh, that's smart.
It really tells you where you stand and how to stay competitive, you know?
Definitely. So to kind of wrap up this section, Instagram Insights is your quick on-the-go check within the app. Later Analytics is fantastic for visually breaking down content performance. And Hootsuite Free. That's your pick for broader multi-platform analysis, especially if you manage more than just Insta. Each one offers something a bit different depending on what you need.
Okay, so we've used our data compass to understand the who and what. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, right? Turning those insights into visuals that actually stop people scrolling. Expert, what's the first step to making our content go from just okay to truly scroll-stopping, but without spending money?
It really comes down to making your content visually irresistible. These free tools, they simplify everything. Designing graphics, editing videos, creating that professional look. Content that grabs attention and then holds it. That makes your feed instantly more memorable.
And I guess the big one here, the undisputed heavyweight, is Canva.
Oh, absolutely. Canva's huge. It offers thousands of templates specifically for Instagram posts, stories, reels, super easy drag and drop interface, huge stock library.
Yeah.
It's incredibly useful whether you're a design pro or like a complete beginner.
Right.
So take a food influencer. They can whip up a beautiful, professional-looking recipe graphic in just minutes. They can even add little animations to make it more dynamic than just a static picture. It cuts down design time massively without sacrificing quality.
And a pro tip here for 2025, something we saw highlighted. Try using Canva's AI Magic Studio. It gives you quick design suggestions, helps customize templates with trending colors, trending fonts, things that can actually boost shares and saves.
Yeah, the AI stuff's getting good.
It's like having a little design assistant right there.
Totally. Now, for mobile video editing, InShot's free version is fantastic. It's perfect for cutting clips, adding transitions, effects, all for your reels or stories right on your phone. And crucially, it supports high-res exports without watermarks in its basic mode.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for free tools.
Definitely. No one wants that watermark. So a lifestyle influencer could quickly edit maybe a day-in-the-life clip, add some background music, quick cuts, make it look much more polished.
Exactly. It takes that raw footage and makes it look professionally produced, all just using your phone. It significantly increases watch time when done well.
And that relates to the algorithm, right?
Yes, vital for 2025 algorithms. Keep those video edits snappy, ideally under 15 seconds. The platforms are really favoring short, impactful video right now for maximum engagement. Learn to tell your story quickly.
Good tip. Okay, what else for video? I've heard about CapCut.
Yes, CapCut.
Yeah.
Straight from the creators of TikTok, so you know it's geared towards trends. CapCut really excels in those trendy effects, auto-editing features for Instagram videos. Even on the free plan, you get popular templates, dynamic text animations, a huge sound library, everything you need to jump on viral trends.
So, useful for making content feel really current.
Definitely. Picture a gaming influencer. They could use CapCut to make these dynamic highlight reels fast cuts, trending sounds that really grab attention and attract more views. Or you could apply a viral filter to, say, a tutorial video. Might double your engagement just by riding that wave.
And workflow-wise, can you connect it easily?
Yeah, for a seamless workflow, you can sync CapCut directly with Instagram. Makes uploads super easy, and you can track performance later. Closes that loop.
Nice. Okay, one more in this category. For maybe a more polished look.
Right, for those wanting maybe a bit more professional polish without paying, look at Adobe Express. It brings some really robust tools, graphics, videos, photo enhancements, to a free platform, including AI features like background removal, which, yeah, used to be strictly premium.
Background removal for free, that's useful.
It is. So it's ideal for, let's say, a tech reviewer creating really clean thumbnail collages for their reels, gives their content a polished edge that draws people in, no expensive software needed.
And what about keeping the whole feed looking good?
Good point. An aesthetic tip here. Use Adobe Express to batch edit your content. So, apply similar filters or adjustments across multiple photos or videos. This helps create that cohesive feed aesthetic, which really boosts your profile's overall appeal. Makes it look intentional and professional.
Okay, so let's quickly recap this creation toolkit. Canva.powerhouse for static graphics, quick edits. InShot, brilliant for fast mobile video edits. CapCut, your go-to for trendy video effects, viral audio, and Adobe Express for that more advanced professional touch on images and video.
You got it. A tool for pretty much every need there.
All right. So we've made this amazing, stunning content, but I mean, what good is it if it doesn't get out there consistently? We all know consistency is king on Instagram.
The mantra.
Exactly. But it can feel like a really demanding monarch, you know? It just eats up so much time. How do scheduling tools help cut through that grind, ensure optimal timing without causing total burnout?
You've absolutely hit on a critical pain point there, that burnout is so real for creators.
Mm.
And these tools, they are the solution. They make sure your posts go live at the best times without you needing to be there manually hitting publish. It keeps your audience engaged and, importantly, keeps your workflow sustainable. It frees you up to actually focus on being creative, not just watching the clock.
Okay, so who's the main player here? Is it Meta's own tool?
Yes, the big one is Meta Business Suite.
Mm-hmm.
This is Meta's own free tool. Lets you schedule posts, stories, and reels directly from your desktop or your phone. It's unlimited in terms of how much you schedule, and it's pretty straightforward because, well, it's built by them for their platforms.
Right, integrated.
Exactly. It's a game changer for planning. Think of a wellness influencer. They could plan out their entire week's content, grid posts, reels, using the insights right there in the suite to figure out the best timing for each piece based on when their audience is most active. We've seen this save influencers hours, literally hours, every single week.
That's significant. And a strategic tip here, scheduling during those peak activity hours, maybe evenings or specific times, depending on your niche, is crucial, especially if you have a global audience.
Absolutely.
It maximizes reach, ensures your content hits the most eyes when they're actually online scrolling.
Definitely. Then there's Buffer Free Plan. This one has a lot of appeal if you're managing multiple platforms, not just Instagram. Their free plan supports up to 3 channels, Instagram included, for scheduling and some basic analytics, too.
Okay, so good for cross-posting or managing a wider presence, like maybe a book influencer scheduling reviews to match new release dates across Insta and, say, Twitter.
Exactly. And it also encourages something really useful, recycling evergreen content. You know, those posts that always do well.
Yeah, the classics.
Right. Buffer makes it easy to reschedule them, extending their reach, giving new life to popular stuff without having to constantly create brand new things from scratch.
What's the catch with the free plan, though? Is it limited?
It is. You're limited to 10 scheduled posts per account per month on the free plan. But it does offer helpful reminders, so even if you hit your limit or don't have fresh content, it nudges you to stay consistent, which is actually a lifesaver for busy creators sometimes.
Okay, 10 posts. Still useful for planning ahead a bit.
Yeah.
And then there's later free plan. Again, we mentioned it's analytics, but it's scheduling.
Yeah.
It's very visual, right?
Yes. That's its real strength in scheduling.
Yes.
The free tier allows up to 10 posts per month, similar to Buffer's limit, but it provides this fantastic visual planner. You actually see a preview of your feed.
Ah, so you can see how the grid will look before you post.
Exactly. This is invaluable for anyone where aesthetics are key, an art influencer maybe. They can meticulously arrange a whole series of posts to make sure the visual flow on their profile is beautiful and cohesive. Super important for their brand identity.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, a clarification point here. While Later helps you plan visually, we should note that auto-publishing for Reels specifically, that's usually a paid feature, right?
That's generally correct, yes. Auto-publishing capabilities can vary and are often tiered. Even just the visual planning aspect on the free plan, seeing your grid mocked up, is incredibly valuable for maintaining that polished look.
Got it. So, choosing your scheduler. Meta Business Suite is kind of the all-in-one for unlimited Instagram and Facebook, direct from Meta. Buffer Free is great for simple scheduling across maybe 2 or 3 platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And Later Free really shines if that visual feed planning, that aesthetic consistency, is your top priority.
Precisely. A good range of options there, depending on your focus.
All right, we're getting there. You've got this stunning content. It's scheduled perfectly. Now for the big hurdle. How do people who don't already follow you actually find you? Expert, this is where strategic hashtags and really compelling captions come in.
Yeah.
What's the secret sauce here for cutting through all that noise?
The secret is absolutely discoverability. These next tools are all about generating ideas for relevant hashtags, for engaging captions that significantly boost your content's visibility. It's about putting your great content in front of the right eyes, the people who are actually looking for it, optimizing for discovery.
Okay, let's talk hashtags first. All hashtags. This is a web tool, right? Free.
Yep, free web tool, simple concept. You give it keywords, it generates relevant hashtags. makes the process way faster than trying to brainstorm them all yourself.
So an eco-living influencer could just type in sustainable fashion and get a bunch of tailored suggestions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Saves them hours of guesswork or manual research. And here's a key stat we found. Adding just 5 to 10 targeted hashtags, not just random ones, has been shown to boost post reach by up to 50%.
50%? Just from 5 to 10 right tags?
Up to, yeah. The key isn't just more hashtags, it's the right ones. It's like using a laser beam cutting through the noise rather than a shotgun spray.
And the strategy is to mix them up, like popular ones and niche ones.
Exactly. Yeah. Mix some broad popular tags with some really specific niche ones. Gives you balanced exposure, gets you seen widely, but also deeply within your specific community.
Okay, but how do we know which tags are too popular or maybe trending right now without being totally oversaturated? Is there a tool for that nuance?
Yes. That's where display purposes comes in handy. It specifically helps suggest trending hashtags, but also helps you avoid a major pitfall.
Which is?
The shadow ban trap. This is really critical. To avoid getting your visibility silently reduced by Instagram, the dreaded shadow ban you need to avoid heavily overused tags. Display purposes helps you target tags in that sweet spot, maybe the 10,000 to 100,000 post range. Enough activity to be relevant, but not so much that your content vanishes instantly or gets flagged as spammy. Helps you stand out more effectively.
That's a really important distinction. Okay, shifting from hashtags to words, captions. Sometimes you just draw a blank, right?
Oh, absolutely. Writer's block is real.
So caption AI tools like Arefs has one. These can help.
Yeah, there are several AI caption generators out there now, many with free options or trials, that can craft pretty engaging text from just simple prompts. Think of a humor influencer. They might use one to get some witty one-liners that could really boost comments and shares, get conversations started. It's a great way to kickstart your creativity.
But, and this feels important, you can't just copy-paste the AI stuff, can you?
Absolutely not. Essential advice here. Always personalize the AI output. You have to maintain your authenticity. Ensure your unique voice, your personality still shines through. AI is a fantastic assistant, a great starting point, but your authentic connection with your followers, that's irreplaceable.
Totally agree. Okay, quick summary for discoverability. All hashtag helps find relevant tags. Display purposes helps find trending but safe niche tags, avoiding oversaturation. And AI caption tools give you creative sparks for text, but always add your own flavor.
Perfect summary. It's about being smart with both tags and text.
So final stage. You've optimized the content, timed it perfectly, made it discoverable. How do we turn those fleeting views and likes into actual, genuine connections? Deeper engagement, tangible growth for your brand or passion. Expert, what's the step beyond just getting seen? How do we guide our audience to take action?
This is really about converting that initial interest into something more concrete. Building an audience isn't just about views. It requires tools that enhance interaction and strategically expand your reach. Tools that guide your audience beyond just that one post. It's about creating a clear pathway for them to follow.
Okay, and the classic tool for this is Linktree, right? The link in bio solution.
Exactly. Linktree's free plan is brilliant. It lets you create one single customizable bio link page that directs traffic wherever you want your blog, other social platforms, a YouTube channel, maybe even an online shop. It elegantly solves that only one link in bio problem on Instagram.
So a podcast influencer could use it to link to their latest episode, their show notes page, their Patreon maybe?
Precisely. Drives more listens, grows their audience off platform, and the data backs it up. Sources show that clear calls to action within Linktree can boost clicks by as much as 30%.
30% increase in clicks? That's huge for a free tool.
It really is. A simple link page driving significant action.
And a practical tip. Keep it dynamic. Update your Linktree seasonally, maybe, for new promotions, new content launches. Keep it fresh so people have a reason to click.
Good point. Keep it relevant. Another great option, visually quite different, is the Milkshake app. Milkshake basically transforms your bio link into a mini website using these swipeable cards for different links or content. The basic version is free.
Oh, like little web pages you swipe through.
Exactly. It gives your bio a really modern, dynamic feel. A recipe influencer, for example, could have one card listing ingredients for today's dish, and the next card links directly to the full recipe on their blog. Makes it super easy for followers to get the info they need.
Cool idea, but maybe don't put too much on there.
Right. Our design recommendation is keep it simple. Maybe 3 to 5 links or cards is usually best. You don't want to overwhelm visitors. Too many choices can sometimes lead to decision paralysis, right?
Yeah, makes sense. Keep it focused. Okay, one more tool for growth and engagement.
Let's talk Metricool. Their free plan is actually quite a comprehensive growth tracker. It tracks engagement, it helps with scheduling too, and provides really valuable growth analysis, kind of an all-in-one dashboard feel.
So what's the aha moment Metricool gives you?
What's really illuminating is its ability to help you spot trends, like which specific collaborations or maybe which content types are causing those real spikes in new followers. It helps you directly connect your actions to your growth metrics.
So you can see what's actually moving the needle.
Precisely. And for strategic application, you can even use its competitor tracking feature, even on the free plan, to some extent. See what's working for others in your niche. Use that to inspire your own strategies. Maybe help you aim for that consistent 5-10% monthly growth we talked about earlier. Learn from the successes around you.
Okay, so these tools, Linktree, Milkshake, Metricool, they're really about turning passive viewers into active participants, guiding them, nurturing connections, and growing strategically.
Exactly. They make your bio a launch pad, a starting point for deeper engagement, not just a dead end.
Wow. Okay, so we've covered a lot of incredible free tools. Analytics, creation, scheduling, discoverability, engagement. It can feel a bit overwhelming, like being a kid in a candy store. How do you, the listener, actually decide which ones are right for your specific needs?
That's a great analogy, and it's the right question. What's truly essential here is personalization. Choose tools based specifically on your niche, your content style, your individual goals. For instance, if you're really data-driven, maybe you lean more heavily on the analytics tool first. If you're a visual artist, obviously the creation tools are paramount. It's definitely not one size fits all.
And do a practical check too, right? Test how well they actually integrate with your current workflow. Do they work well on your phone, your desktop? And always, always check recent reviews, especially for 2025. Make sure the tool is still reliable, still updated. Things change so fast in the app world. Don't waste time on something outdated or buggy.
That raises a really important point. Privacy and safety. Always prioritize your account security. Steer clear, completely clear, of any tools that promise crazy, unnatural, rapid growth, like get 10K followers overnight type thing.
Yeah, those always feel sketchy.
They usually violate Instagram's terms of service, and they can lead to serious compliance issues. Maybe even getting your account flagged, or worse, that shadow ban we mentioned. Organic, consistent effort is always the safest and ultimately the most effective path.
So the best strategy overall seems to be don't just pick one tool. Combine them strategically. Pair a scheduling tool with an analytics tool, right? Or use a content creation tool alongside a hashtag generator. Create your own custom stack.
Exactly. Build a workflow that leverages the best features of each free option tailored specifically for you. That's how you create a truly streamlined and effective process.
So let's recap this deep dive. We've explored this amazing treasure trove of free Instagram tools that can genuinely empower you as an influencer in 2025. From really understanding your audience with Instagram Insights, later analytics, crafting that stunning content with Canva, CapCut, scheduling effortlessly with Meta Business Suite, boosting your discoverability using all hashtag display purposes, and finally, expanding your reach, driving action with Linktree, Milkshake, Metricool. The resources are honestly abundant, powerful, and totally free to use.
And remember, the core message here is that these tools empower you to focus on your creativity, your strategy, your growth, without that financial strain holding you back. Start small. Pick one or two tools that address your biggest pain point right now. Track your results diligently. See what works, what doesn't, and adapt your approach based on what you learn. Success ultimately comes from that informed, consistent effort, not necessarily from having a huge budget. It really is about smart strategy over just sheer spending.
Definitely. And as you start exploring these powerful free tools, here's a final thought to mull over. Consider not just what these tools do for your posts on a surface level, but how they might fundamentally reshape your understanding of influence itself. What new possibilities open up when the barriers to entry for using sophisticated strategies effectively become zero? And how might that change the whole landscape of online creativity, connection, and impact in 2025 and beyond, specifically for you?